Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve is head in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, now partly cloudy, 63 degrees. A Wichita man has been sentenced to 28 years and 6 months in prison in the death of his 23-month-old daughter. 31-year-old Michael Williams was sentenced Thursday for first-degree murder and child abuse. His daughter, Princess Tyonia Williams, died in September 2015. She was left with her father while her mother worked. The police affidavit says the girl suffered massive internal injuries, including a skull fracture and rib fractures. Now let's take a look at the forecast here as we head into the River Festival weekend with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It may feel more like a summer-like weather pattern across Wichita and south-central Kansas today. Our temperature near 80 at noontime, 85 later on this afternoon. During the heat of the day, a few thunderstorms are possible. Most of those will be isolated with a low 67. And scattered storms will pop up during the afternoon tomorrow, Saturday's high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Again, partly cloudy now, 63 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour.
Kansas said it collected $1.9 million less in taxes than anticipated in May.
The Department of Revenue reported Thursday that the state took in $441 million in taxes compared with a projection of $443 million. The shortfall was 0.4%. The state saw a small surplus in tax collections in April, and the department noted that the state remains on track to meet projections for the current budget year. The state has collected about $5.2 billion in taxes since the fiscal year began in July of 2016. Lawmakers are working on proposals to raise taxes to fix the state budget and provide additional funds for public schools. With Thursday's report, the state's budget shortfalls total $889 million through June of 2019. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A man was stabbed in northeast Wichita. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says it happened late Wednesday morning in the 5200 block of East Kensington. There were two men and a woman at the residence, and they all knew each other.
During the incident, a 23-year-old male was struck with a blunt object to the head and stabbed in the midsection of his body. A 23-year-old female was also on scene and was struck by the suspect. The 20-year-old male suspect was on scene upon officers' arrival.
The victim hospitalized in serious condition. The suspect was booked into jail for aggravated battery and attempted first-degree murder.
And two people were hospitalized after a large disturbance in southwest Wichita. Sergeant Woodrow says about a dozen people in their late teens showed up Wednesday afternoon in the 1400 block of South Fern. They were there to fight a 15-year-old boy. This is all part of a previous incident.
A 57-year-old male was trying to get the suspects to leave, and several suspects began striking the victim and another 37-year-old male with bricks and fists. During the altercation, the 57-year-old male retrieved a knife and stabbed the 17-year-old male suspect one time in the abdomen area.
The man with the knife and the teenager who was stabbed both ended up in the hospital in serious condition.
Thousands of volunteers ready to go as Wichita gears up for River Festival 2017. Mary Beth Jarvis is president and CEO of Wichita Festivals.
And there is not a department in the city that doesn't in some way help us make this happen and help host this to add this amazing quality of life signature event to Wichita. And so we're thankful for Parks and Rec, Public Works, the Arts and Culture Division, and city leadership for their support of this festival and all that it has contributed to the community over its 46 years.
The 9-day festival begins today. KNSS National News Time, 6:34.
The Labor Department Headline jobs report just now released. 138,000 jobs created last month. That is well below the 170,000 that most economists had predicted. Unemployment rate 4.3%. World leaders, top-level CEOs, and at least 61 mayors all denouncing President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris climate deal. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House.
The president is already up retweeting praise for his decision. He insists the U.S. will still be the most environmentally friendly country on Earth, but that is not how many top allies see it. The leaders of Germany, the UK, France, and Canada all calling the president, telling him they are disappointed by this decision.
Presidential counselor Kellyanne Conway says the president left the agreement because it put an undue burden on the U.S. economy and would cost American jobs. Department of Justice has filed a request with the Supreme Court to review President Trump's immigration ban. Three dozen people dead, but not from bullet wounds, from smoke inhalation after a gunman stormed a casino hotel in Manila, set fire to gambling tables. Sherry Preston.
7:35 now, 98.7, 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 12-year-old Ananya Vinay has won the 90th Scripps National Spelling Bee. The sixth grader from Fresno, California won by spelling Marocaine. It's a French word for dress fabric made of ribbed crepe. She gets more than $40,000 in cash and prizes. Runner-up Rohan Rajiv missed the word marum, a Scandinavian-derived word for beach grass. Ananya's victory was the first time since 2013 that the Bee has declared a single champion. It ended in a tie for three consecutive years. The Bee added a written tiebreaker test this year, but it didn't come into play. So how do you spell Marocaine?
I don't know. You can't even pronounce it.
I know. So? It's French, but, you know.
Well, see, that's what they're having to do now is to go to almost foreign words.
Just use English.
Beyond the English language, because
how about Mississippi?
These kids know all the English
words. I can spell Mississippi. M-I-S-I-S-S-I. I could. Americaine is spelled M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N. And I'm sure that many of you out there will use that word in your vocabulary today. Most people are limited to, about 12 words they know, and that's about it. Now, this is a French word, again, for a dress fabric made of ribbed crepe. I don't even know what crepe is. And you spell that C-R-E-P-E. That's not spelled right. That's not phonetic, right? All right. Keeping you up to date on the...
I thought that was a kind of pancake.
What? Crepe?
Yeah.
Crepe
Suzette.
I don't know
how to spell that.
Yeah. Dress made out of pancakes?
Yeah.
Huh.
An Alabama mail carrier has been charged after authorities say she fed at least one dog meatballs that contained nails.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
AL.com reports 47-year-old Susanna Dawn Burns was arrested Thursday, charged with aggravated cruelty to animals.
Oh, Susanna.
U.S. Postal Service worker was arrested after a joint investigation by the Madison County Sheriff's Office and the Postal Service determined that she fed the nail-laced meatballs to at least one dog in New Hope, Alabama. The sheriff down there says the investigation began with a complaint nearly 2 weeks ago, but at least one resident has filed a complaint. Further details have not been released. She was the mail carrier released from the Madison County Jail after posting $2,500 bail Thursday. Now, if you're a letter carrier out there, I know that you are confronted by dogs on occasion. In fact, we had a survey a while back that Wichita has a pretty high rate for that.
Yes, we did have a story.
A lot of people that can't, don't control those dogs very well, and this woman retaliated, apparently, by feeding meatballs with nails in them.
There was one point in Wichita, I don't remember, maybe 10 or so years ago, where there were so many stray dogs running around in one South Wichita zip code, the post office was seriously thinking about suspending their mail and say, hey, if you want your mail, come downtown and pick it up, because we're not delivering.
We're not going to
They finally got the problem fixed.
But yeah.
It got pretty critical at one point.
Yeah, and it can be a problem. I don't have any stray dogs running in my neighborhood, but I don't see too many stray dogs. I've got a couple of stray cats, but usually a stray cat will not bother a mail delivery person.
No.
Cats are, they're going to hide under a bush somewhere, is what they're going to do.
Growing up, we had a couple of German shepherds at various points, and they hated the mail person.
Really? Oh. And German shepherds are very well known for the big bark. Boy, they can scare you.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited. The River Festival, River Madness is starting actually this morning, but then we've got the Stephen Head handling PA chores at the Satellite Auto Glass Sundown Parade.
We'll be there.
We'll be there up on a scissor lift. And I hope they don't go too high because I might, you know, I might break down and have a nosebleed or something. But it should be fun.
That'd be fun.
I've never done announcing for a parade. I would think that would be fun to do live on the radio. But then you don't get to see the floats if you do it on the radio. You have to imagine them. But we're going to be down there telling the folks out there exactly here who this is and who the sponsors are. It should be fun.
I did a parade on TV once.
Did you?
Many years ago.
Was it fun?
It was a blast.
Really?
I did it with Sierra Scott.
Yeah.
We did the Veterans Day parade.
I just think
it was fun. I've never done public address for a parade before, though.
Of course, we've done some live broadcasting at the River Festival. It's been several years, but we did the Twilight Pops, did we not?
You did.
You did? We did something together because remembering the engineering that night was not too good. I remember that much. By the way, you can tune in your radio to 103.7 KEYN. They're going to do a live simulcast of the Twilight Pops concert and the Textron opening night fireworks. That's tonight. And it's brought to you by Cricket Wireless and Wichita Technical Institute. So there are our pals over at KEYN, Don Hall and the crew. They're going to be doing something. It's going to be an exciting time. A real exciting time. So we look forward to seeing you down there, maybe. And don't be bashful. Say hello, because we are very good about...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of familiar faces down there tonight.
Millions and millions.
Yeah.
Most of the people we know are probably going to be in the parade. So
yeah, which is great, because we get to stand in one spot, and they'll just come on right by
us. It'd be fun, though, if they give us about maybe 150 water balloons up there. And if we didn't like that person, we want to have some fun with that person.
Well, it'd be fun to watch your arrest.
It
takes place.
That'd be... pretty exciting. Hey, our friends at KSN.
I'll capture that on my cell phone.
Our friends at KSN have a new chief meteorologist. Emmy Award-winning Lisa Teachman has been named KSN chief meteorologist. She replaces, of course, Dave Freeman, who retired last week after 24 years at KSN. Born and raised in Hayesville, Teachman returns home where she began her broadcasting career in 1996 as a KSN WTV meteorology intern. So she's going from intern, and she went and got a great education at Wichita State and Mississippi State, and went on to serve on weather teams in West Virginia, Huntington, Baltimore, Kansas City, Missouri. So she's got she went out and got the education, and she turned that intern job into a pretty rewarding career there, looks like. So we welcome her to Channel 3, as we call them, Lisa Teachman, the new meteorologist. She's going to be on at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. newscast coming up in late June. And I'm sure when she finally gets on the air, she'll give a big salute to Steve and Ted. Hi, guys.
Yeah, I won't hold my breath.
I'm not either. All right. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk. He's going to take a look at salaries.
Okay.
Locally and nationally, what people are paid and what you are paid. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning.
Yeah, where am I on that list?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Okay.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.